Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Some people are really cool. Some people are nasty. They'll steal shelf space and they'll rip down price tucks off displays. You know, there's people
that
do that.
That's my end cap, motherfucker.
Right.
My roly-poly mom is sitting on the couch. God bless her. She's just, you know,
be
gained a little weight in her later
be
years.
Be sweet. Come on now. You know what? That pisses me off. Don't say that about her.
Shema. You know she's out of shape.
Yeah, but you know what? That's like going up to me and saying, you know, you're a little heavy, Rob. Guess what? I know.
What do you think?
Everyone knows.
Do you think my mom says when I walk into my house? We have a different house. She says, hey, when are you going to lose that second face?
And she can do that because she's your mother.
We have a socially distanced two people coming in. We'll be eating outside, and I will not be getting close to these people. And then we will have the dinner, and then I'll say, see you. Thank you.
So long.
Great. Take care.
Do you have to reserve a turkey?
You can at like a butcher shop, but a large grocer or a box store, they normally have enough in stock.
You know what I am reserving for the holiday?
What's that?
Reserving a hangover. That's what I'm doing.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Friday, and we all know what that means. That means TMOS Talking Head. That means we get to talk to a listener. Now, last week, we had a little technical issue, so we didn't get our Talking Head on, but we had him earlier this week.
Yeah.
So that means that you, the Mike O'Mara Show listener, have the pleasure of enjoying two Talking Heads.
Double dose.
You know, I love doing this show, but what burns me up is that, what I just did. The idea of radio hype. You know? Let me before we get to talking head on, let me give you an idea of radio hype. Radio hype would be, we have so much to talk about today. I don't know whether we'll get to all of it. I've said that.
Sure.
I've been guilty of it. The guys that say it the most are the guys that have the least to say. That's a radio rule of thumb. You know, we are so jam-packed. Because radio, more than anything else, I love coming in and doing the show.
Right.
I love it when we go in some direction that I don't expect. What I can't stand is the stuff we do on the radio, which is the old hype stuff.
Yeah.
I am as guilty of it as anybody else. When I hear it, I can't stand it.
You know what?
Because
another
really,
one that
we're a promotional machine. We're a promotional machine.
Another one that happens a lot that drives me crazy is when they say they're doing a talk about something and a topic comes up and they said, oh yeah, and we're going to get to that.
Of the great broadcasters, the legendary broadcasters, I don't agree with his politics, but Rush Limbaugh would be probably top of the food chain as far as the hype guy that gets on there. Bill O'Reilly was another guy with his radio show, at least that's what I heard, that did it an awful lot. So anyway, we're very, you know, saying, hey, you've got two, you know, whatever.
Well, if we had him on Tuesdays, we could call him Two Talking Heads on Tuesday.
Two Talking Heads Tuesday. Thing about Talking Heads is when we started doing this, none of us really expected it would be something, but it's turned out to be something.
I
we're happy about that.
You were going to hate the listeners, but I was completely wrong.
Well, I do when they, in certain circumstances.
Yes. I think the listeners in bulk is a problem. Like on like if we do like open phones or something like that, when they have a sort of an overwhelming influx,
let me give you,
that's bad.
When I hate the listeners, it's when they're in social media. I don't like any group in packs.
Right.
Social media. So let me give you this sound. That will indicate typing on a computer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give you an example. Post on the fan club, random post. I'm making them up, by the way. I just got my fruitcake. They are fantastic. Mike really needs to stop picking on Pony.
So true.
And we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's bring in our talking head. His name is Matt Prisner.
Yes.
The beer guy. Now, is he really the beer guy? Or well, why do you call him the beer guy?
He has that credential because he started the beer enthusiast.
That's not what I asked.
All right.
Is he known as the beer guy?
No.
Or did you name him?
I named him the beer guy. I like to give the talking head a
hook. When you name somebody the beer guy, that would mean that he's got like a podcast with beer or something like that.
Well, he has some credentials. You'll see when you read the bio.
I thought it said beard guy.
No. Beard. Well, he's got a beard. I'm looking at him right now. Matt's been listening to us since October 9th, 2001. He knows this because his first show was the day that Rush Limbaugh announced he was deaf. That's not funny.
It's not.
He was a postman at the time, and he listened to WNFL. Hey, it's WNFL.
Yeah, man.
All the Green Bay Packer info you need.
And we're going to talk about that later.
And we're so jammed up, we don't get to it all. WNFL Green Bay every day while delivering the mail. They had to pay for those call letters, I bet.
Yeah,
a lot.
I would think so.
Let's see here. Currently, Matt lives in Mad City, Wisconsin, with his wife of 13 years, Katie, his 9-year-old son, Jacob, and a mutt named Beep. What a great name for a dog. Beep! Hey, Beep! Oh, that's awesome. Matt founded the... Oh, he founded the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Facebook page.
Oh, there we
See,
go.
He's got some credits.
That is one of the original enthusiast page that's a solid, solid performer. He is a home brewer, but the quarantine makes beer ingredients tough to get. Didn't know that. And currently works as a merchandiser for a beer distributor. There you go. Which means a lot of time in the car listening to TMOS. His company distributes Truly. And has some show and tell for Mike. Awesome. Oh, this is great. Wisconsin bars are now at 25% capacity or closed. So liquor stores, beer sales are insane. He can talk drinking trends. I'm fascinated by drinking trends.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed.
We'll get into it with him.
created them. He's caused them.
He once visited Podcast Village and dropped off a case of Hams. Oh, that's great beer. His favorite cheap brew. He loves the way TMOS has a family vibe. We do indeed. Even though we've never met, he loves, wait for it, the Audio Vault.
Yay!
Rob!
Wow!
Well, so what do you think of that, Oscar? How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Always won.
Yeah, well, no, the beer guy likes the Audio Vault. The guy that invented the vaccine likes Oscar's take. So, you know, that's where it
is. And we have to ask him how. We'll ask him that question at the end. Let's welcome Matt Prisner. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Hey, Matt.
We're doing great. First of all, thank you for celebrating the love of beer with the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Society. That was one of the early ones, and we have a lot of beer connoisseurs in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to start out with, I have to open a beer quick. So,
you're
a good man, Charlie Brown.
And I'm pairing it with... fruitcake.
Nice.
Oh. Can you hold that up a little higher for me so I can see what is the brew of choice to go with the fruitcake, Matt?
This is Saint Bernardus. It's a double Belgian double beer.
Ooh.
So this will pair perfectly with this fruitcake.
Nice. Yeah, it's a breakfast beer, Mike.
A Saint Bernardus. By the way,
8%.
Named after the dog, or I'm curious. You know, it's like a Saint Bernard. You know,
could be.
Well, I think maybe
or the saint.
Yeah, the dog was probably named after the saint, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay.
Origin stories.
Yeah, right. You know what? I just was going to make a little joke that you drink enough of that beer. If you drink a case of it, you lick your own back.
8%.
That's
brutal.
That's all I'm saying right here.
That'd be a good segment.
So, Mad City, Wisconsin. I got a guy that I play golf with. He's a big. Hooch drinker. He's a funny guy, though. And I've met some people from Mad City in our travels. We went to Iowa, bumped into a bunch of dudes at that lumberyard, Oscar, from Mad City. And
not Madison, a hardware store.
Yeah, no, No. I found that, Matt, would it be accurate to say that Madison, Wisconsin has a great sense of humor? It's a relatively hip town a la Austin, Texas. Would I be correct about that?
Correct. I would say the whole state of Wisconsin is. Everyone's got a great humor. Yeah, I love Wisconsin.
I heard
I hit
the girls,
winter.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I hit the winter time, but it's a great state.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the girls are easy in Mad City.
A lot of college girls.
Non-answer.
So you are, you now work for a beer company, and you're a merchandiser for a beer distributor. What does a merchandiser for a beer distributor do?
I go into stores and I make stores look pretty. I make sure all the shelves are full. I build displays. I build creative displays. We built a White Claw castle last week. That was fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, 1,500 cases.
Oh,
1,500
wow.
cases of White Claw, and you build a castle out of it. Do you have carte blanche to go in and do what you want? I'm curious because, so White Claw is your distributor, and then the other distributors, you obviously have people that there was the Budweiser guy and the Miller guy when I was owning my bar. If you bump into the if you're say a Miller guy and you bump into the Bud guy and you're in that does he want to come in and kick over your castle or something like that?
Some people are really cool. Some people are nasty. They can be nasty. Like they'll steal shelf space and. Oh, they'll rip down price tucks off displays. You know, there's people
that's
that do that.
That's my end cap, motherfucker.
Right.
I was here first.
Yeah. I always thought it was kind of a prearranged thing, relationship with the store, that they preordain who gets to go where. Is that at all accurate when it comes to that stuff?
Exactly. A lot of times we bribe people with Badger tickets, Packer tickets.
you got Badger tickets. Hey, you got Badger tickets. I'll give you 50-yard line Badger tickets if you let me put my beer on the end cap.
All I want to do is I want to build a Budweiser fireplace. That's all.
Right.
That's all.
I have heard. Have you been to a Wisconsin football game, University of Wisconsin?
Yes.
I have heard that, and I'm talking about you've got pandemonium around these conference the Badgers are in, but
they're in the Big Ten.
Yep. There are crazy parking lots and Big Ten, but I have just heard through the grapevine that the Wisconsin Badgers they kind of set the bar as far as the party atmosphere for a football game. Would I be reasonably accurate with that?
Yes, Regent Street that leads right up to Camp Randall is headquarters of tailgating, and every bar along Regent Street has their own tailgate party. Some are inclusive and some are you can just walk in off the street and hang out. Frank Beer, who I work for, sponsors three tailgates usually. Well, I think one is private, but the rest, you know, we supply the beer and food and yeah, it's a sea of red out there.
I look forward to getting back to normal, for things like that, because I know that is the collective malaise that the United States is in right now, and most of the world, with, we forgot how many, even if you're not involved directly by going to a game, just the whole thing of people getting together is, we're social creatures. Yeah. And I think that's, as you said, with bars down 25% capacity in Wisconsin and liquor stores and beer sales, your beer sales are going insane right now, right? I mean, I've seen a lot of drunk people even in the last couple of weeks down here because people are going kind of
last
weak
20 minutes
right now.
Mm-hmm. Right now, summertime is beer season. That's our big main part of the year, summertime. OND is what we call October, November, December is typically liquor. Liquor sales are usually through the roof.
Are you involved in liquor sales at all, or is it just beer?
No, just beer.
Just beer and that fancy seltzer. Do you just sell White Claw? Is that your seltzer?
White Claw is sold, is actually made by Mike's.
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yes, and Truly is made by Sam Adams.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yep. Are they both under your wing, your distributorship?
We have that. We have Smirnoff seltzers. All the craft beers are into seltzers now, so they have their own seltzers going on.
Seltzer wars.
Why do you think that seltzer has taken off so much? Because to me, I just can't get into it. It lacks like a punch or a flavor.
Put butter in it.
Yeah.
Put butter in it.
I'd like that. Hot buttered seltzer? Bring it. Yeah.
It's geared toward The healthy drinker, I guess.
Okay, I'm out.
And I'm out too. I do like White Claw. For some reason, I like a White Claw guy.
Yeah,
I can drink a million of them and be fine.
I'm a Truly guy. The mistake I made is when Truly wasn't getting it done for me, and on my patio one night, I said, "You could use this as a mixer."
Oh no!
Yeah,
and I put vodka. I put vodka in my Truly, and I think I pushed my wife into the hot tub.
There's people that will make seltzer slushies. You know, they'll blend it with ice and, you know, add more ingredients to it.
Like vodka.
Or like, yeah, exactly. Or tequila.
What is the main ingredient? What is the main alcohol? Is it like grain alcohol? What is the booze that they put in these seltzers? Because they're all kind of this generic fruit flavor, alcohol by volume 5% type thing. What's in there? Do you know?
I believe it's fermented like beer. I think it's just like it has to be very, very clean. You know, if you have any off flavor in it, I heard it's really hard to do. And I think White Claw is the one that's really got it done.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing so well, they're building castles.
Yes, they are.
It sounds like White Claw is what he's hitting real hard.
Yeah, right
here, I can't wait for my next White Claw.
Yeah,
I love
delicious.
White Claw.
It's all the flavors.
Right. You have a Truly hat.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Will love one of those. Wouldn't Carla love
one of those? I'd like one of those when it gets when it's a really cold morning.
One for Carla.
That's so sweet. That's very sweet.
What a nice
the hat
man.
With the winter hat that tells everybody you're an alcoholic. That's wonderful.
you're truly in the spirit.
That's what it means.
That's so nice. That's very, very cool.
Christmassy colors.
So do you get to do whatever you want when you go into these stores? I mean, like if you're building a White Claw castle, I would imagine that, that's the better part of the day. And that's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
You know? That doesn't suck, right?
You're literally building a fort for your job.
Yeah, it's like, but instead of couch cushions, you're using beer.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
Yeah, like I said, it was 1,500 cases. That's a lot of beer to move. You know, and we had five guys putting it together. I helped decorate it. I put the lights in it. I put...
lights.
This is fake snow.
Now, when you do it, do you plan it in advance? Does the company send you like a blueprint to how to build a castle, or do you kind of wing it?
You kind of wing it. There's a guy, one of my managers, he's been in the business for years, and he really, he'll sit down and this is what we're going to do, and it's going to be this long, and it's going to be this wide, and he's very good at what he does.
Well, you're doing the Lord's work, building those White Claw fortresses. That's fantastic. As far as home brewing and beer and founding the Beer Enthusiast Club, tell me all you know about beer. Have you ever done lots of different beers with home brewing? Is there a particular secret to? Because I know we got a lot of home brewers that listen right now. What's the key to making a good home brew? I don't know anything about it.
Doing your research, some beers are kind of forgivable. I mean, you can screw it up a little bit and it's still okay. I've had beers where I tried my best and it just wasn't good and it went down the drain.
What does it taste like when you really blow it?
It'll taste like nail polish remover.
That's not good.
I've had ones that did that.
They're probably lovely, right?
Yeah. When they're great, you're like, man, I could bottle and sell this. You're ready to start a brewery.
Have you aced one? Do you have one particular that stands out where you've really done well with it, and why?
Hefeweizens are easy, and they've always turned out well.
That's a cloudy wheat beer, right? Hefeweizen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, kind of tastes like bananas.
Hefeweizen bitte zum einen Hefeweizen. Yeah. It's a Hefeweizen.
So did you name it?
I did. I called it Partly Cloudy.
Very cool. Very cool. And what was the ABV in it?
Probably about 5%.
So not over the top. It's kind of a refreshing brew.
As a home brewer, how do you measure the ABV? Because that involves some pretty distinct science, doesn't it?
There's science. There's a lot of biology, which I know nothing about in beer making.
That's why Mikey said about 5. Because it could have been 3.
That's
why
he's building White Claw castles, because he knows nothing about science.
I'd like to try Partly Cloudy.
I would too.
Yeah,
So, with the Beer Enthusiast Society, you guys, do you like trade or recommend and have get-togethers where you're sampling different things? Tell me about, this is a subset on Facebook.
It's a splinter cell, Mike.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a splinter cell.
It's a splinter cell, and they talk about beer all the time. Tell me about that, and tell me about any of the great finds that you found on the Beer Enthusiast Society.
Well, we every Christmas we do a Schmeekrit Fanta beer exchange. So it's everyone.
Was somebody ass-faced when they came up with that name? Is that
I'm thinking I did. I don't remember who came up with the name.
Were you loaded when you did? That's what I know.
Probably. All right,
so you do. So you give gifts to each other?
Yeah, we do. It's a Secret Santa. So we, you know, we'll put all our names in. Someone organizes it. So I sent beer to Kansas this year.
Oh, that's nice.
And I haven't got my box. I have no idea where it's coming from. Somewhere in the country.
Oh, wow.
So that's fun. I mean, yeah. Getting beers from other states. And then we post pictures and, you know, try to, you know, every beer we try to describe, you know, how it is. If you like it, if you don't, what's missing.
How disappointed would you be if you got your box and you opened it and it was just like a six of Bud Light?
Yeah. Thanks for making it Bud
Light. You
guys
ever get any love connections on that group?
Not that I know of.
Hot boozy breath.
Are there any ladies in the group at all? Are there any ladies?
Sharon Bailey's in there.
Oh, nice.
God bless her.
Yeah, God bless her.
She's great.
She likes a good brew. She does. I've seen she's put pictures of her beer when she's in a restaurant. I like that. Do you have so what are your beers under your distributorship? What are the main beers that you have?
We do Miller Coors, we do New Glarus, which is huge in Wisconsin. It's only
what
sold
is it
in
called?
Wisconsin. New Glarus.
Do you know it, Oscar?
No. I haven't heard of it.
But Mike, he handles that New Light beer from Miller.
Yes.
That's how I order it every time I'm in a restaurant now. That's what I do. I'm a Miller guy. And by the way, when I have my restaurant, like the Bud guys, they were fine, but the Miller guys were animals. They
really?
Were fun. They were fun.
Oh, that's great.
They were fun. They were more fun. They just were more fun. Mm-hmm. I think the Bud guys probably had more stuff.
Yeah.
Like cardboard cutouts for Cinco de Mayo or something. Like that. But the Miller guys, you know, would come in and it's like, oh, Mike, the Miller guys are here. I'll be right out.
Burger!
We do Guinness. We do all the Mexican beers.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you do Negra Modelo?
Yes. Yep.
It's Negro Modelo, isn't it? Or is it Negra? Negro.
Negro.
Negro,
Negro Modelo.
Yeah. I think it's with an A.
Yeah.
I think.
So that's
a. Let me look.
Oscar's got that Friday energy, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Negro, Mike.
Well, because my father, the first time someone ever ordered a Negro Modelo, my father ordered it. I said, "What is that?"
And that to me, that's my favorite Mexican beer. I love that. That's a delicious beer. And oh, what are you holding up now? Are you opening your regular beer?
I'm opening my beer. I'm thirsty.
And also, he has not yet tasted the fruitcake, which is killing me. I need him to taste it so we can know if he likes it or not.
All right, let's do a taste test with the fruitcake.
Oh, he's pouring the beer. It's got to breathe.
We're talking to our TMOS talking head, Matt Prisner, the beer guy. And that's a very rich looking brew. Looks like a porter. There you go. You know what's weird? It's like 8 o'clock in the morning back, East Coast time, and I am ready for.
Yeah,
beer.
Oh, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Where Matt is.
It is Negra Modelo.
All right, you going to try the fruitcake, Matt?
Yes.
Good.
All right. Try the fruitcake before. There you go. All right. Is this your first one?
I've had a few slices already, but I haven't paired it with this beer yet.
Of course he has.
Mike, I stand corrected. I just wanted to clarify. You're absolutely right. Modelo Negra Amber Lager Beer.
Very good. Very delicious.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
And now a nice
we're interviewing my young son right now, Matt Prisner.
I missed that bit, Mike, from the live shows.
We always would find
your son in the audience.
We had a guy, a red-haired guy, that had a beer that was my son for such a long
time.
Great to have you on, son.
How's the fruitcake, Matt?
Fantastic.
Nice. Thank you. Yay.
Fantastic. Does that beer, let's be honest, does that beer fight it a little bit?
You nailed it again. Say it again?
Does that beer fight it a little bit, or is it just fine?
It's good. I don't like the bitterness from the beer fighting the sweetness from the fruitcake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I should have went with a stout. I think poor choice. Show's a poor choice.
Oh my god! So the show and tell. The show and tell. Go ahead. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was going
to
say, typically when you have when you pair foods with beer, the color you match with the beer.
Let's see, by color.
Rule of thumb.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. In this particular case, well, the fruitcake is so sweet, but the fruitcake's awesome this year. I'm hearing great reviews about it. It's fantastic. Now, besides the hats, it said you had some show and tell. Was the show and tell? Was that the hats?
That was the hats.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's it. I'm out. I got no more questions.
I have a few.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Well, go right ahead. Yeah. It's your show as well. Dive right in.
So you have to have a certain type of personality to be a rep and actually get into a handful of these stores.
Yeah, the face of the brand.
As far as, this evolution from craft beer heaven that we had to the explosion of these boutique seltzers and really these liquors, I didn't know much about the season of October through December. But for the craft beers, I felt like we had a peak and then we kind of just plateaued and the cream is rising to the top. Is that actually what's happening or is it just a supply and demand? Because you talked about the supply chain earlier.
Supply and demand, too. I mean, some beer breweries will come in so, everyone loves them. I'm trying to think of somebody, but, everyone loves their beers and then they're hot for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then they disappear, kind of.
An example, I mean, I remember last year at about this time or a little earlier, everyone was about pumpkin ale. Yeah. Can't keep it on the shelf.
Well,
and now you don't hear about it.
Pump King, right? Pump King. Is that it, Oscar?
Southern Tier. Southern Tier, yeah.
The one that's the larger
years
bottle?
Ago. Yeah, yeah.
But
they have to have had the run already. Am I wrong?
Yes. I mean, there's still breweries that make them. There isn't as much. They still sell like crazy. I mean, we sold of Stevens Point Brewery made a pumpkin ale in it. We sold 10 cases in 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Wow.
So all I know is the original one that I liked, I became addicted to it, and it made great. Colonel Colburn walk into a screen door. I like that stuff.
It made him
do it. I enjoy that. I love that brew. I like the larger bottle, too. Yeah. I mean, that pumpkin ale was like, you could have two bottles of that, and you'd be sitting there going, isn't fall the best time in the world? Isn't fall fantastic?
And you're saying it because you've only had two beers, but they're quart bottles.
They're incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that, I don't know. So you say that it runs its course after a while, or are they... What is the hottest thing now in the beer world, in your opinion? What's everybody talking about? There's always one.
Yeah.
There's seltzer still, but I think that's starting to
seltzer?
Die down a little bit.
Seltzer? I asked you about beer and you said seltzer?
I know.
Really?
Pastry stouts is kind of big right now. Pastry stouts that taste like carrot cake or...
Gross.
That taste like bonbon buns or taste like,
Really?
I'm never, ever
lava
full.
Cake.
Yeah.
I would imagine a stout that tasted like a pastry would result in a rather significant hangover.
Sweet. I mean, you should try it before you knock it, Mike.
Yeah, well, I should. I should. And it is the holidays, Oscar, coming up. We got a break coming up.
Yeah, and the other
day. I plan on one of those days where I got nothing on the docket the next day just to be a 2 o'clock in the morning watching Guy Fieri's grocery game.
That's a good show. The other day, I was at the bakery and I bought myself a Danish that was flavored like Michelob. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, beer-infused Danish.
I'm in it. Now I'm in, yeah.
By the way, Wanda Farmer, I know we'll talk about her later in the show today, but thank you for the Twinkie package that came that Carla immediately removed from the house.
Oh.
Carla looked at my face and said, these are leaving right now. These are leaving. But she sent more stuff. She's out of her mind. It's fascinating.
So it really is.
So who are the prominent members of the Beer Enthusiast Society? Great. Is anybody you'd like to give a shout out to
Tony
right
Lamb.
Now?
Tony Lamb's in there. Jeff Brown's an administrator. Eric Quick is an administrator.
Thank you.
Jeff Hancock.
Big names in the
So many great
in the
people. Dirk's in there. Dirk Bastrick is in there a lot.
I think he's in the Whiskey Society as well. Mm-hmm. He is in the Whiskey Society. It's cool. It's cool that you guys get together and do that. And we hope you can. Maybe thank you for the beers in the past.
I just want to say thank you for the beers in the past.
Yeah.
Yay.
You're very welcome. It seems like, you know, maybe it's one of our next conclave, which I want it to be a conclave. Mm-hmm. We can have like everybody can have a table.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, have a tasting table. A tasting would be great.
Yeah. Maybe you can get together with Dirk and we can arrange something like that and maybe do a night where we have that kind of convention atmosphere and then we do the live show on a Saturday night. Oh, I'd love something like that. I'm just thinking right now, getting excited. Mm-hmm. Getting excited when this pandemic is...
Maybe we'll come to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, that would be exciting.
Pandemic.
Oh, everyone, maybe not.
Everyone can stay at my house.
What a great idea, Nat.
I love it.
All right. So, Matthew, is there any, Matt, I'm sorry, is there anybody you want to say hello to before we let you go? And you've been a fascinating talking head with your love of the brew.
My wife, Katie, my son, Jacob, everybody at the
and Beep.
TMOS. And Beep.
Beep.
Yep.
Beep. Is Beep what kind of Beep's now. A mutt? How did you give the dog the name Beep?
We were looking for dogs one day, and I think my wife was looking at dogs online, and one of the dog's name was Beep, and I said, that's kind of a cool name. So then we got our dog, and I was like, well, it's Beep. So,
it's a stolen name, but still a good name nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, here she comes. Let's see.
Are we gonna get a look at Beep? Are we going to, hello, Beep.
Hi, Beep.
Where's Beep? Where's Beep?
Where are you going?
There's Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hi,
Katie. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going? There's Beep. All right. Well, listen, Matt, continued happiness in Wisconsin, the beer guy, and thank you for, wow, you've been listening for a very, very long time. 2001. God bless you for your support. Yeah. And come and join us. I want to hang out with you and party with you, dude, when you come out to the next live event, okay?
I plan to. I haven't been to one yet, and I really want to this year, or next year, hopefully.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Matt.
I hope to see you guys there.
Awesome, man. Absolutely. Thank you. That's Matt Preisner, the beer guy. And that was fun. That is the TMOS Talking Head. And in honor of Matt, I'm going to go get lit right now. Rob, you can start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We now return to "Twas the Night Before Christmas," as read by Norm MacDonald.
"Twas the Night Before Christmas." Wait, "twas"? What's "twas"? Is that short for "it was"? What kind of rush are you in, man? You can't just say "it was"? Oh, you saved a lot of time there, fella. Oh, don't come at me with that "it was" stuff. I got things to do. Got to get down to the donut shop. You know, 2 days ago, I was at the donut shop, and I said, "Hey, donut guy, you got anything warm back there?" He says, "Try the fritters. They were." They were? What does that even mean? They were. You must mean "twer," the fritters, "twer" warm. What's that? We're out of time. Oh, I'm fired.
The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. And that guy, shkrankly, crankly, that guy, and I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world would go, "Listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world."
Scientists have created a genetically superior Christmas tree that will be taller, stronger, and tougher than other trees. One downside, if you don't like your presents, it will kill you. It's a hell of a downside there. And a sheepdog carrying $250,000 worth of cocaine in its stomach was found at JFK Airport earlier this week. A customs agent got suspicious when he saw two airline employees taking turns sniffing the dog's ass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. Oh, and now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Bradenton, Florida. Hey, Angels Camp, California. Hey, Grand Forks, North Dakota. North Hero, Vermont. Truro, Iowa. Mercedes, Uruguay, where everybody gets a new car
with a big ribbon on it.
Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're here to tell you again about Solo Stove. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the snow is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, Solo Stove, Solo Stove, Solo Stove. How about that, huh? Send that out to him. That's a pretty original idea. Why am I sounding like Norm MacDonald here, you know?
Yeah, I've had a fire and a stove.
You know, when the warm weather goes, when we ain't got no warm weather no more. Enter Solo Stove. We all got them, we all love them, and they work in the snow. They do. It's fire.
Yes.
Melts the snow. Solo Stove creates the magic holiday moments with stainless steel construction. It's a fire pit. That's what it is. It's designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. Not a lot of smoke. You don't smell like a campfire. It's easy to clean up. You're going to love your Solo Stove. And it comes in a wonderful, portable carrying case that you can take to your neighbor's house and go, hey, I thought you might have me over for some Christmas cheer and a nice fire in your backyard.
Hey, neighbor.
Huh? Neighbor. How about that? Easy to light, totally portable. Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use the promo code TMOS. All right. How you doing, Oscar?
I'm great.
You have the resting bitch face today more than I've seen in a very long time. I'm curious how everything is going with you.
Oh, no, it's just the trim of my beard. What is the trim of my beard, Mike?
I don't think it's the trim of your beard.
Yeah, because you can barely see my mouth.
I just am curious how you are. I want to know. I know you slept on the couch this week. I like to take the temperature of Oscar Santana periodically.
I am the happiest I have been in 3 months. I kid you not.
That's like, good.
We're literally doing the best we can to get through this pandemic. People are healthy. My parents are safe. Everybody seems to be doing well.
Now, Dad's still at home and only?
He's still in only. Still good, there. Good. I get to see him every weekend.
Does that take the heat off of you a little bit? Of your mom's life, really?
I still go and see them because I know that they have a cold marriage, so I got to go see them. I got to bring some love into the house.
Sure.
God bless them.
And that's how I associate you with, is bringing love to everywhere you really, go.
So when he's there for a long time,
yes.
This is difficult to ask, because I want to make sure I'm respectful when I ask it. We joke all the time about your father leaving the country and not being around.
His family.
They're hanging out, have they mellowed with age a little bit, where they enjoy each other's company?
What happens? I guess maybe what's the best way to say this? Not everybody can afford a divorce. So
I was watching that last night on a movie that I'll recommend later in the show that people are going to mock me for, a Christmas movie that we watched at the O'Mara House.
I believe that there's a lot of couples in this country, even with an earshot of our voice, that if they could get a divorce, they would if they could afford it. And
Rob,
I feel
I'm listening. Let the man talk.
And I feel like my parents probably should have gotten a divorce maybe 30 years ago, but the ship sailed because they couldn't afford it, and then they moved on, and now this is what they got.
Isn't
right?
it? And it's frowned on in your faith.
Yes, it is. It is.
All right. For example, my parents, look, they're generational things come into play. My parents are a lot older than yours, obviously. I'm a lot older than you. But I will tell you that the PDAs, public displays of affection, not a real big part of my household.
I remember still to this day, my mom, she's probably the more loving of the two of them. And she'll go and like give him a kiss, like if she's in a good mood, like every 6 months when she sees him. And he'll be like,
lips or cheek?
He'll be like, oh, Yoli, you know, like.
Like that, like, yeah, yeah get yeah. on yeah, here. Yeah, one yeah, kiss yeah, in 6 months. You know, my son growing up, he'll see many, many moments where I'm hugging his mom.
Which is great.
It's
going to be great
that.
For him when he's older.
Right.
Yeah. He'll have great interpersonal.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah, he'll remember
her. It took me three tries, but it's real. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He'll remember her hugging you or helping you.
Well, that's later. You know, I'm hoping right now that it's 7 when I'm ambulatory.
Yes.
And it's not sad.
Fully ambulatory.
I'm just telling you the truth. Like,
you can locomote.
All shtick aside, there are days where I'm like, this can't be the end of your life. This can't be the end when you're just sitting there watching The Crown together. And yeah, they're sweet best friends, but like, there's got to be more to this than that, right?
Yes.
But then I realized, I was like, who can afford a divorce? Who can?
Yeah.
Like, would you?
Hard enough living in one house.
There is a line in the movie I saw that...
you got to reveal this movie, Mike. You've referenced it now.
The movie is called Last Christmas, and it's got Khaleesi in the lead role. Why are you covering your mouth?
Because it's such a sweet-sounding name.
It was fantastic, and it wasn't Hallmarky, and it was clever, and it was a romantic comedy, but not... And it was fantastic, and I liked the premise, and it's a little fantasy, too, and a little, you got to suspend disbelief.
What was the premise?
If I tell you the premise, it's a troubled young lady.
Christmas.
It's a, what's that?
This is Last Christmas by Wham. Do they use this song in the movie?
They use, George Michael is featured all over
really?
This soundtrack, and it works. It's got, Patti LuPone in it. It's got Emma Thompson. It's got Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Who saves the troubled young lady?
It's got to be a man.
Honest with you, it's the guy that was the male lead in Crazy Rich Asians, who's a great actor.
Yeah.
And he's
a dreamboat.
Fantastic. He's a dreamboat. And it was, I was blown out of the way. I picked it. Because I said, there's something from 2019 we can watch. And I friggin' enjoyed it. It was beautifully photographed. It was fantastic. And I enjoyed every single minute of it. It was great.
To your logic is, for my parents, and this is the best way, and I'll give you this anecdote.
Yes.
And this really encompasses everything. My roly-poly mom is sitting on the couch. God bless her. She's just, you know, gained a little weight in her later years.
Be sweet. Come on now.
And my father.
My roly-poly mom. You know what? That pisses me off. Don't say that about her.
She knows she's out of shape.
Yeah, but you know what? That's like going up to me and saying, you know, you're a little heavy, Rob. Guess what? I know.
What do you think?
Everyone knows.
Do you think my mom says when I walk into my house? We have a different house. She says, hey, when are you going to lose that second face?
Guess you know what? And she can do that because she's your mother. Respect your mother.
Mom. Yeah. A roly-poly mom is sitting on the couch.
And not sitting well with me, Mike.
You're upset. Yes. I know.
And my dad, who's like 80, essentially, but he's pretty good.
What's his physical flaw?
You know what? He could have a little more muscle tone. He's like a veal. So he could be working out a little
bit. He's like a veal.
Yeah.
Is he super thin?
He's thin, but for 80, he looks great. He doesn't look like he's 80. He looks like he's 60.
Yeah. So he's like a Dr. Fauci kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, yes.
With a thicker accent.
Well, and he walks every day, gets on the treadmill, like he's a go-getter.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. God willing, I'm like that when I get his age.
Okay.
And that's
a good thing.
They're watching The Undoing on HBO, because my sister said that to my mom, and my mom says, hay algo en Netflix con Nicole Kidman, puedes encontrarlo? Can you find the Netflix show with Nicole Kidman? Of course I know it's
HBO.
Not Netflix.
It's HBO. Yeah.
To them, it's all Netflix. They don't know anything. Anything else. So I said
Netflix.
I said, Mom, it's on HBO. You have HBO. Here you go. And the opening scene is Nicole Kidman getting dressed. And like not naked, but just getting dressed.
Yeah. Yeah, and she still is stunning.
Yeah, she is not roly poly.
Right.
No. So my mom says, sitting next to my father in their friendship of their winter of their marriage.
Their arrangement.
And my mom says, está muy flaca, right? Which is roly-poly code for, well, she says in Spanish, in English, it's, she's too skinny, but it's roly-poly code for saying like, ugh, look at this lady. Who does she think she is, right? When you're too skinny. So,
but let's be fair, in fairness to your mom, Nicole Kidman does walk that line a little bit, and I know you can't see this.
She's an actress.
I know.
That's what she's supposed to do.
Yeah,
she's a leading lady.
But she's also, you know, she's right on that borderline.
Okay.
You know, but I've always found Nicole Kidman, you know. No, when I say, well, that's not
that was for Oscar. That was for Oscar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing, you're supposed to play a sultry, this is her character.
She's willowy, and she's tall, I think, and she always, I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think what Oscar's mom is doing is the equivalent of what I've heard women say is, she's not as pretty as she thinks she is.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
there's
you,
a lot
Rob.
Of meow.
Thank you.
Yeah,
meow. So, right.
meow, meow,
my
meow.
Father.
So she slams, she gives a little dig to Nicole Kidman that she's too thin.
Not, my father's been gone for, what, 6 months, 7 months, right? Taking care of a whole other nation state.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't miss a beat, and he says, oh, no. Es una guapa con un cuerpo perfecto. Like, she's...
perfect.
He's like, oh, no, her body is perfect.
It's not probably what your mom wanted to hear.
And I'm sitting 6 feet away in the kitchen, and I put my hand like Home Alone over my face, being like, what is happening here?
At this point, you wish you were in La Paz right now.
Yes, at 80.
Your old man. I give it to your old man for that. Being 80 and doing that.
But sticking in his guns next to his wife, who's just looking for some affirmation that she's not the roly-poly, and yes, that lady's too thin. Yeah.
Pretty naughty little show for you to turn your mom and dad
I left
there,
shortly
you know?
After. Yeah. I said, the next episode just comes back on. You don't have to hit a single button. Don't worry.
Yeah,
Did you leave before? You didn't sit there with your parents when she comes into the gym and stands in front of Nicole Kidman.
I was packing up. All I saw was bosoms and a-holes.
Well, what have we learned here is that some people at age 80 still have perfect vision.
Hey, perfecto. Perfecto. So you're okay, though? You're all right? It's just happy as you've been in 3 months. I worry. I don't know.
I look. If we can get through this with you're alive on the other side, Rob's alive on the other side, there's a vaccine, people at work, a family member's already getting vaccines in D.C., like, this is a great time.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I give myself still 30% chance of surviving this with the guys I hang out.
30's not bad.
Yeah. Where'd you go last night? Oh, we got into a 2x2 square foot room and ate pasta. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun.
The Olive Garden. Private room.
Yeah, spitting contest at the Olive Garden. It was great.
Hey, O'Reilly here.
Hey, Bill.
Listen, you know, it's kind of my attention that a great gift for the holidays is the bonus show. And you get the bonus show subscription and you give it to somebody you like. Simple as that. Yeah, you know, it's not confusing. No problem at all. Just get your bonus show, gift it to someone who might like TMOS and like their Uncensored Six show, you know, where they cuss and they talk about stupid stuff because they're not bright guys. Really, really. And they're not trustworthy, but it's okay. I go on the show to promote my different books, all right? All right, so get the bonus show, support TMOS and all the good works they do, although I'm not really aware they do any really good works. Ah, they make you laugh, all right? Well, you know, a trained pigeon can make you laugh, all right? O'Reilly out. Thank you, and have a happy, safe holiday season. And remember, keep the Christ in Christmas.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Little Mike O'Mara. Little Mike O'Mara canceled Bill O'Reilly the last time he was coming on because little Mike O'Mara didn't want to deal with that attitude again.
But let's do keep the Christ in Christmas. El Perfecto.
Sorry. Might come on again. I don't know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know homeowners are now $1 trillion richer?
Wow.
Thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom. These numbers, coupled with another rate drop for the 14th time this year, means that Christmas has come early for anyone looking to refinance, to take cash out, lower their loan term, or remove PMI. You got to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team, his wonderful team, at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is also already offering the new 2021 Fannie Mae loan limits, which means ultra-low rates all the way up to $822K.
Wow.
That's awesome. And Cornerstone delivers what they promise. Never a bait and switch like those other guys who offer super low rates but don't tell you about origination points. Bah humbug!
Ooh.
Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. The folks at Cornerstone really do want to help you save money. Have I mentioned that Mark is a volunteer fireman? He is.
Good guy.
They're good folks at Cornerstone First Financial. Call the only company that I recommend, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing, and Merry Christmas from Cornerstone.
We are in the just about the waiting stage right now for Joanna to be knocking on our door. Maybe this weekend.
The Moody's got their house refinanced.
Exactly. Leesburg so residents, the Moody's.
So they can enjoy that rooftop deck more reasonably now.
Glorious.
You know what? They love going to Fireworks Pizza, and they see Robert every time. They're big
customers.
That's
wonderful. Yep. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, so this movie that I'm recommending is called Last Christmas. It is very British. I had to watch it with subtitles. It was very difficult to understand because a lot of little films.
I remember when it came out, and now that I remember and think on it, it is sort of based. It's not a jukebox musical, but it's driven by George Michael and Wham music. That was one of the ways they promoted it.
Absolutely driven by it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it really just had, I was in the mood to watch a Christmas style romantic comedy, not so far as the Hallmark Channel, but definitely a fluffy, feel good film. And it really delivered on that count. Mm-hmm. That's all. I liked it.
Love Actually really, is like that for me.
What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Love Actually.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Very Notting Hill be another one I'd compare it to.
Yeah. Rosemary's Baby.
I made a comment to my wife yesterday that I think my mom was with me on a certain level yesterday because I went out and bought my wife an early Christmas present. I called my sister and had a great conversation with her, found out how everybody's doing during the holidays. I did. Now, the entree to the call to my sister, though.
I know what drove you to call her. It's so obvious.
Yeah, because they got a blizzard yes! up in Boston.
There's 75 feet of snow, and you're outside, in your shirt sleeves.
So I call her, and the first thing I says, I need some advice. I don't know whether to go on a bike ride or go for a swim. And I hear F you.
That's so good. We had a family friend that hated the Washington Redskins. We were growing up, and my Uncle Dana was a huge fan. And whenever there was a blowout, he would call as soon as the game was over. And he'd ask to speak to Dana. He'd say, my TV broke. What happened during the game?
I mean, it was just that way all the way. It was one of those nice little days where everything sort of fell into the right category, except for one particular moment. And this was a small, fleeting moment, but there are a couple of things I wanted to bitch about the great entitled masses down here.
Sure.
The children of the greatest generation. Most of them didn't fight in old WW2.
Right.
Maybe some of them in the old Vietnam War, but not a lot. Really, a lot of people that had enjoyed pretty good lives most of their lives. That's just my opinion.
Well, a lot of them now are of the age where they could have been, barefoot and smoking dope and protesting during the wartime.
And
they're still old now. So
I go to the Costco because what we were doing was a test run on like a 3-pound piece of meat just to make sure I don't screw it up at Christmas time. And by the way, it came out beautifully. It was successful. $3.50 for about 90 minutes in the oven, and it was perfectamundo.
And this was mutton?
Mutton, yes. What is mutton exactly?
It's lamb, I think. I'll check. I think it's lamb.
No, it's not lamb.
Mutton chop.
It's sheep. It's not a lamb. It's mutton, I think, is a goat or a sheep or something like
sheepdog.
That.
Sheepdog.
No, it's not a sheepdog. I'm afraid not.
I get done, and the
mutton
Costco
is a sheep that's older than one.
There
so
you go.
If it's younger than that, it would be lamb, but a mutton is old lamb. Old mutton. Lamb. Yeah,
and it's not nearly as good. So no. I do the run, and I am not in that store for more than 15 minutes. I get avocados, which is a staple for me now, what I eat.
The bag.
And I get the roast, and I think that's it. I think that's all I get, and I'm out. It's a real...
A two-item Costco run is unprecedented.
It is bat-ass crazy. I hate it.
Think about the exposure of people over those two little items.
I know.
Oh, it's
how many people handled your avocados?
Who knows? But I sanitize afterwards, and then I wash my hands when I get home. Stop it. So I get the stuff, and I'm coming out, and it's just badass. Everybody's masked up, which is great, but there's an exodus coming out of the main entrance.
Sure.
And anyone that knows that store is that when you drive your car by the front entrance, you are going to have to wait.
Yes.
You're going to have to wait. And this this Crown Vic Lincoln boat car, this guy, I see him out of my peripheral as I'm walking across with my cart, inching. And it's 2 feet. It's a foot and a half. it's inside a foot. And I stop and I go, chill, chill. And then I get the, you get this down here.
Oh, moving you along.
The hand,
yeah,
the
moving
hand
you along.
Gesture.
Sure.
And I made a mini, not a full blown, but a mini scene. And it's just the attitude down here as we get close to it. Look, I look at my son's face and I'm able to enjoy the Christmas holiday.
Uh-huh.
I go out and, you know, leave the home and everybody's in that kind of urgency. And I talk about it every year where love of self, which we do better than anything else in the United States, there are people just that'll walk over you to, to get a loaf of bread right now. And it's
right.
Very frustrating. So I have to keep that down to a minimum. And I'm going to try to do that. I'm pretty set with what I've done for my family, and that's it. I just don't want to deal. I don't want to deal. And down here, especially the people that don't give a rat's ass about guidelines, they're pouring in. They're pouring in down here right now because they're not listening, regardless of the fact that Florida has 9,000 cases a day with our stupid governor.
Yes.
That's the way it works down
here. You have to reserve a larger roast beef. I don't know how this works.
I don't think I do. I don't think, and I'm not going to get a really expensive one. I'm getting a choice, USDA choice.
Is that does it have a different color? It's a blue package, right? As opposed to the white.
I'm not sure. I don't know. But I mean, all I know is that I'm going to get a boneless one. I'm not going to get a rib roast. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do a larger, slightly larger version of what I cooked yesterday.
Costco doesn't do reservations, Oscar, unless it's like a cake.
Okay.
They just keep rolling out the meat.
What about a honey-baked ham?
That you got to reserve.
Ham. No, we have a socially distanced two people coming in, and we will be eating outside, and I will not be getting close to these people, and then we will have the dinner, and then I'll say, see you. Thank you.
So long.
Great. Take care.
Do you have to reserve a turkey?
You can
you
at like
reserve a turkey,
you can at like a butcher shop, but a large grocer or a box store, they normally have enough in stock.
You know what I am reserving for the holiday?
What's that?
Reserving a hangover. That's what I'm doing.
We have a hangover for an M. O'Meara?
O'Meara.
Big bad hangover. All right, we're running late, shocker. We got to take a break. We will come back with a little Wanda Farmer info.
Oh, good. Good.
She sent more stuff. She's been prominently featured in the show. We'll talk about her when we come back. It all started with Oscar.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
It's that magical time of the year where people far and wide visit Aunt Wanda for her fabulous baked treats and scrumptious goodies.
We went over the border to Massachusetts and we stopped at Wanda Farmers and got our...
Well, I thought you'd like that, the fact we're setting it up.
No, it's fine.
Giving your loved ones goodies from
you played
Aunt
it yet? No, God damn it, Rob. No, when I do it, that's mine and you do it too. For Christ's sake, that's my idea. That's the way I did it. It's like, you know, yes, we'll talk about her. Let me give the commercial.
All right. Won't happen
like
again.
Repeat.
It's called continuity. That's really, remember?
We played
remember
it,
used
we,
to have that?
Yeah, yeah, we played it 2 days ago, but I thought I know, that since you I were know, talking about it, I thought.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You probably know what a subscription box is. In fact, you probably already have a favorite meal kit or pet box, but did you know there's one great place where you can shop for thousands of them, no matter what your interest? Say hello to Cratejoy, the world's first and only box marketplace. You can browse thousands of unique boxes for anything you can imagine, and you choose the terms so you're not locked into anything. Escape room and mystery boxes, book club boxes, Blu-ray boxes, craft kits, beer and wine boxes, and crates to let your geek flag fly. For any fandom, it is limitless. I love these boxes are the gift that keeps on giving. A subscription box is so awesome. It really is. It shows you how much you care long after the holidays. Like, well, who gave us that? You know, and you're in April and somebody's mentioning your name from Christmas.
Keeps coming.
It makes you a better gift giver. There's still time to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list, or maybe to treat yourself. You can shop thousands of boxes all in one place and get 30% off your first box when you sign up at cratejoy.com/TMOS. Sign up today at cratejoy.com/TMOS to get 30% off your first box and early access to all of Cratejoy's holiday specials. Cratejoy, get joy delivered right to your door. You understand what I'm doing, right? I mean, I just, when it's too much, it's like everybody wants to talk about Wanda Farmer. Well, I promoted, and then to do a full promo on it, it's like, that's too much, you see?
I understand.
Because this is a listener.
I understand.
These simple rules.
It's the best time of the year.
Been around for 1,000 years. It's what?
It's the best time of the year.
It's the for the holiday spirit.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is that it's the most wonderful time
Can
of
you
year.
Just follow the show and maybe be a little more fleet of foot?
Yeah.
Me?
No, Rob.
No, he's talking to me. Yeah.
And then I was setting him up for the argument. I wanted him to argue with him. We'll stop. Yeah. We'll stop. I'll just move on. I'll move on with the show.
Duh.
I have a wonderful text.
Yes.
Mike. So yesterday you asked me, what do you know about Wanda Farmer? And I said she's a snack angel, something along those lines.
Yeah, like a Broadway angel, but a snack angel.
Sent me more keto snacks yesterday.
You also asked, and I imagine that our listeners are asking, does she work for some sort of Frito-Lay company that this stuff falls off the back of the truck?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
And dent Twinkies?
I would assume
somebody who has that much access would be somebody who is in the biz.
Thank you. Like a vending machine company.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Provider.
Hey, these things are not that expired, or they're not really expired. We should take them off the shelf. The guys at TMO wants to lead anything.
Right.
It's not the best by date. It's the sell by date.
What I figured. but okay, with a Twinkie? That's like the shelf life is 500 years.
Every year, all day.
So, she writes, here's the skinny. And by the way, and if you text me, it is usually a snowball into the sun. But know that I'm getting most of them. And Wanda has made her way into the verified list. Because you know how on an iPhone they have unknown sender and you'll see that 10 years later?
Sure.
So Wanda's been verified. She's through. So it says, here's the skinny. This is from Wanda Farmer to your boys. I worked 21 years for USPS as a rural carrier.
Oh.
And I retired in August 2019. My coworkers called me the morale booster because I always had a snack box at my station. And this helped everyone get through those super bad days at work.
Oh, sure. The post office. My God. Fantastic.
So she goes, to show my support for TMOS, as one day she was listening to us and really specifically myself saying, I wish we had a vending machine at Podcast Village because I'd buy all the snacks.
Right.
Instead of running across the street to all these stores in the middle of the pandemic where you had to just go and get a snack. Like I just said, to get one thing, you're exposing yourself to 12 people.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She had the idea of sending snacks, and she just ran with it. She said, you guys are the best, and I want to thank you for the many hours of joy that you guys got to spread, and I've got to spend with you. You should keep the URL wandafarmer.com because it links to the TMOS page. I love you all. And she ends it with this hashtag, which I think is important. And maybe we could take up this this lovely moniker here. Show joy, and joy will show itself to you. That's very sweet.
It is.
And that's all.
Yeah, we have to take a break.
That's all.
All right. Sorry, Rob. That's it. We're going to take a break right now.
Show joy.
We'll be right back, everybody.
You guys are monsters.
Ho, ho, ho. What up, bitches? It's me, Santa Claus, and I'm here to tell you two things. One, Merry Christmas. And two, my elves are a monumental pain in the ass. Ever since some little asshole in Philadelphia wrote me and asked to go to a Bernie Sanders rally, the elves have it in their heads to unionize. The last thing I need. Classic 2020, all right? Yeah. So, listen up, you tiny jerks. I've received a list of your demands. First off, you don't get Jewish holidays off. You're Christmas elves. Get it together. And you're not getting dental. With your diet of candy canes and gingerbread, you'll drive me to the poorhouse. And you have to stay in the workshop until 5 p.m. No excuses. If you don't, you're going to be fired. I'll bring some college interns in so fast, your tiny little elfin heads will spin. Don't test me, short stuff. Now go build Santa some PlayStation 5s. We're going to put those bad boys on eBay. Ka-ching! That should bring a ho-ho-ho lot of cash to the jolly old elf. I may be named Nicholas, but I'm no saint. Santa wants some dough. Merry Christmas! Ho-ho-ho!
Man, what a jerk. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom.
Yes.
Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has a great food database. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home, especially during the holidays. You don't need to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress.
Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Now, before we get to Oscar's take, hold on. We'll bring that in a second.
Okay.
I should bring more joy. I should. I just get... our boy has been in a malaise. Work-wise and
life-wise. Well, he doesn't have the spirit. He doesn't have the spirit of the holidays.
Yeah. The nuts and bolts of little details of the show are completely irrelevant. That means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing to me. The fact that he played a Wanda Farmer promo in between me teasing Wanda Farmer and then doing a Wanda Farmer segment. It's normally something you would get, Rob. But I mean,
this was done on purpose as a table set, and I didn't
realize. That's wrong.
Then it won't happen anymore.
But I mean, we've been working together a long time. It's like when you promo something and then you have a promo about it and then you have a full segment about it, it's overkill. It's too much. It's taking one idea and it's making it into another person's
watering it down.
Tiger Woods we're talking about.
Yeah.
True enough. So it's overkill with that. Yeah. But that will no more be in my head 5 minutes after the show's over than anything. So I back off because as Oscar mentioned before the show, and perhaps with Oscar's take, maybe this is our Oscar's take. We deal with our boy that the listeners have been expressing concern Rob's lack of Christmas spirit right now. And I'm not going to pile on about something, tough. Rob, that really doesn't make amount to a pile of warm spirit.
But moving forward, it won't happen again.
When we say the wrong thing on the show, I'll have a wrong fact.
Like what you just did?
Or Mike will say something that's not fact, or Rob will say something that's not fact, but we'll emphatically, we'll think it's true.
Yeah, one lies, the other swears to it.
Our listeners love to tell us.
Can I give you an example of that?
Yes,
I'll give you an example. Like, for example, after my half an hour rant on Alex Jones, I expected to maybe get a little feedback from the listeners. Here's the feedback I got. Nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing. That generated zip. When I hear that, I'm like, oh, well, maybe we back off on stuff that's that heavy duty. And I really take that to heart. So that's my little thing. But when we talk about stuff that generates a little heat.
Yes. So for me, when there is interaction or we have like a heated segment about Rob, leaving early from work when it wasn't a big deal, but it was a big deal to the listeners.
Right,
like you start engaging.
Right.
And the concern, I guess, yesterday was that something's up with Rob outside of what he's told us on the show. And because out of all the years, ups and downs, losing people, pre-pandemic, one of your hallmarks was it doesn't matter. And like Bullwinkle, like Jimmy, it'll be okay. World is your world, especially during the holidays.
Well, yeah, I'm a Christmas guy. I've always been a Christmas guy,
right? Mm-hmm. Mike, he's bipolar. She's like, he'll be the Grinch one day. He'll be Santa another day. Like I'm literally just
steady.
Steady.
But there is always in
but
the
you
past
are
steady
joyful.
And douchey.
Douchey. I'm douchey.
But
I'm
if you
good
go
with
back,
that.
If you go back 28, 30 years, and I've been with Mike, this April will be 29 years Mike and I have worked together. There's
right, well,
always
we're gonna
been,
do we're gonna do something if we make it, if we survive to the 30th.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do something special.
I'm gonna come down there.
Docking
and tickle you.
Stay
and tickle you every day.
Yes.
But there's always been at this time of year. A holiday energy in the show, a goofiness, a silliness, a certain brightness, and I'm not feeling it this year.
It comes from you, though.
It's all from you, pal.
No.
It doesn't
absolutely.
No, no. Every single you ever played anything close to your number of things you bring to the show.
And to give
we
you
didn't
more-
do, we didn't do the, we said we wouldn't do the recipes because I got tired of them, but it didn't even come up. Because you didn't care.
The douche and brought it up.
Yeah, Oscar brought it up. Doucheiness brought it up.
Yeah.
So he doesn't
I'm always
even
the
like
same
him.
Way. I'm always ragged out around this time of year.
No, but there's, I feel that even I see it, and I think you're a little weighted down this year, too. I just don't feel it.
So
I don't feel it.
This is what it's like. What? You're our Rudolph. And when your light doesn't go on, our listeners get concerned. We can get past it.
Well,
but our listeners are concerned. I got no less than 8
messages.
I'm not
going to completely absolve myself of any response because I think there is a, I don't know, I don't feel the same as in years past, but I also don't go crazy about it. I always bitch about the same
thing.
Yeah,
but you do
with everybody doing
but it. But there's a mood and an attitude, and you're the straw that stirs the drink. You set the table, and there's a little less of that. And I swear to God, guys, I just not. I'm
do
not
you mean
it
to tell me that during Christmas I'm normally happier?
We'd have the saddest holidays. Are you kidding me?
No, but
remember when he went to Maine to find the snow and he hated Maine?
No, but
remember that's
up,
the worst Christmas ever in my lifetime.
But leading up to the holidays, especially with Michael and everything in the past years, you've had a more of a joy to it. But that being said, I'm not saying
you're projecting.
Maybe I am, but because I swear to God, I am not feeling it this year. And I get a call last night.
You said that the other day. You were talking about that.
I got a text last night from my cousin, the one outsider that we were going to bring in for Christmas dinner. And it was going to be really cool because her mom is my mom's sister-in-law, but they were best friends even before the brothers married the prospective wives. They've known each other since they were kids, high school kids. And so my Aunt Lynn was going to be at my house for Christmas with my mom.
This is that cousin you like so bad.
This is a great cousin, yeah. Casey and Mark, Casey and her husband Scott and their son Oliver. Julia babysits for Oliver once a week.
Oh,
and they're a great family. And Oliver is, even though he's my cousin, he calls me Uncle Rob. You know, it's great. It's one of those things. And they said, you know, with the spike and everything, and it's just not wise for us and mom to come over.
Smart.
And I replied the same thing. I said, that's very wise, and I understand, and we'll get together soon when all this settles down. But again, it's just another kick in your Christmas bag because you're not getting to, you know, one less person coming over.
It was something
you always want to have something to look forward to. You know, and not just at Christmas, in everything, in life. I mean, maybe it's coming up on Saturday, you're going to do something fun, or you're going on vacation next summer. Well, you know what the pandemic has done? It's made it harder to find anything to look forward to. Right now, what are we looking forward to is...
I totally agree with you.
You know what I'm looking forward to is a vaccine. When am I going to get it? I don't know.
You're in that high-risk category.
Well, I applied for a job as a nurse.
You're in the high risk category.
But still, it won't be. It'll be. And thank you. But
no, maybe you're not because how old are you?
Yeah, I'm not that old. I'm 49.
He just hasn't aged well.
Yeah, I'm just fat. Big fat Rob.
But you're not in the lowest priority.
No, certainly not.
Which would be young people and healthy.
I'm mid priority. But that's the thing is they don't know when that's going to happen. So I'd love to say that. Hey, you know what? Next March, I'm going to get the vaccine. I don't know that, so I don't
My doctor, I said, listen, the next blood work you get, you're going to take me out of the sugars, keep me in the sugars, and keep me on the list.
Just until we get the shot.
I would never do that. No. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
But my mom works at a hospital, and she's older, so she will get it well ahead of me. She's not high priority.
We're talking about COVID. Let's not talk about COVID.
I don't want to talk about COVID, but I will talk about the general mood of the country right now. I've got nothing to look forward
How about you?
To.
What about the general mood of you?
Yeah, F the country. You.
That's what I'm saying.
No one on this show is more likely to deflect from talking about himself than Rob Spiewak. Yeah.
You like
to do shtick, but you do not like to talk about yourself. And I'm just, as I said to Oscar, maybe that's not why I'm asking Oscar, too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the other day when you guys said, hey, when you were all that prickly and I didn't feel like I was prickly, we've all been there. Maybe we're like every business in the country.
Could be.
Maybe we're like everybody in the country right now going, I don't think anybody's doing cartwheels. I don't think it exists.
I get that. But this is what's tough. If you have made your hay, and I know that, and this is going to be shocking, Rob's personality off air is probably as close to his personality on air
100%.
Of all of us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, he is joyful and sweet.
Yes.
And when you're not joyful and sweet on air and off air and you're eating Twinkies by yourself in the corner, people get concerned.
Well, they can be concerned. There's nothing bad going to happen to me.
They love you. People aren't concerned about me or Mike.
They can be concerned. There's no need to be concerned. But also this, I have the right to be a little pissed off right now. I'm not happy with
things.
Who
are you mad at? Tell everybody.
I'm not mad at anyone. I'm mad at everything.
Life.
Yes. By the way, this is a great time to say it. Happy birthday to my daughter, Julia. She turns 20 today.
Oh, that's sweet.
And you know what pisses
Joy.
Me off?
joy.
She can't have friends over. She can't do anything with her friends. What are we going to do? We're going to pick up some food from a restaurant and bring it in.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
I hope so, but you know what? Yeah. I don't see it yet. I'm taking it on faith.
Well, you know what? Let me just leave you with a positive because we have to go break right now.
Upside.
Let me leave you with this, okay?
All right.
Thanks for ruining Christmas, Rob.
Back on. There we go. Well, that's one in the loss column. I saved
you
the last 20 of them.
You don't know how powerful you are. You don't know how powerful you are.
Yeah.
Well,
you take the break. We're going on break after Tuesday night's show.
Yeah.
And I want you to reinvigorate yourself, all right? I want you to
love yourself.
And by the way, you don't have to do it on your own. I'm talking about call the doc, get the cocktail just right, and, you know, come back and be a zippy, zippy happy.
Well, I want people to know if you're concerned, that's great. There's no need to be concerned. And I've stopped cutting.
That's terrible. That's it. Oh, my God. We have to take a break.
That was last year.
That was last year.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton. And I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience.
That's not because of the Wayne Newton promo. That's because we're running late.
Yeah, we
are running late. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. They're great. They're fantastic. And your poinsettia is dying. Your fudge is grainy. Your wreath is a fire hazard. Your sugar glider is on the naughty list. Your frankincense smells like ass. And your Elvis ornament is shattered. Rats on the west side. Bedbugs uptown.
Look at me.
Hey, I'm a shatter. Worst Christmas ever. We just talked about it. That's weird. Now, see, that's seamless. Luckily, you can always get what you really want. A Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription. So get it. And yes, Santa Claus, there really is a Virginia. Please hit up Leesburg and bring whiskey. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault before we get out of here for a well-deserved weekend of fun.
That was my favorite thing I wrote yesterday. Yes, Santa Claus, there really is a Virginia.
Santa, there is a Virginia.
There is a company called SimpliSafe that is a home security company, but they've come up with a clever idea for Christmas. It's an ugly Christmas sweater with sensors in it that sounds an alarm if someone gets within 6 feet of you.
The holidays are here. Unfortunately, so is the pandemic. Remind your family you're happy to see them, but happier 6 feet apart. The SimpliSafe social distancing sweater. Happy holidays to all. And to all, a SimpliSafe night.
Yesterday on YouTube, I couldn't stop watching this. It's a guy playing all the instruments and singing Deck the Halls, but the song he's playing is not Deck the Halls. It's War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Don we now our gay apparel. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. See the blazing Yule.
You get the idea, but it's pretty addictive to watch. Mm-hmm. I am excited that we're getting a new president before too long, but it made me think back to when we had a president that we could sort of think was cool, you know? Yeah. And President Obama came out this week and said that he values music, and when he was campaigning, he used it to keep his head in the right place. And he cited a song that surprised me and then did a recitation of the lyrics. I don't know why I was surprised, but President Obama loved the song Lose Yourself by Eminem.
When I needed some inspiration on the presidential campaign, I often turned to music. It was rap that got my head in the right place. Two songs especially. Jay-Z's My First Song and Eminem's Lose Yourself. Both were about defying the odds and putting it all on the line. Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
I can't wait to go 20 years in the future and look back on his presidency and what a great time it was. I don't think we realized it at the time.
I don't think he accomplished as much as other presidents may have.
I agree.
Legislatively, but I think you will go back and look at, he was a scandal-free, tremendously cool president. He was a very dignified guy, a great guy to have there.
Mike, in the facing gridlock every day. I mean, he was blocked the whole time of his presidency, and still the national mood was elevated, and that speaks a lot.
The economy, the turnaround coming out of the housing crisis.
Yeah, you got to give them a lot of credit, but people don't. I mean, but that's okay because that's the right and the left. That's the argument. I'm just talking about a guy that was kind of cool. You know, I read a lot about former presidents. And, you know, you've got presidents that had crappy presidencies. Jimmy Carter, for example, that has been an absolute icon in his post-presidency. Mm-hmm. I'm reading an article about Bill Clinton right now where Bill Clinton, the Clintons are prickly tough people. There's a slime factor there too that's pretty damn serious. And you read a lot about that. I don't think you're ever going to get that with
I read
Obama.
That Clinton article too.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Is it the one in We?
It's Larry Flint's house.
Okay. You know what? Look toward the middle of the magazine there. This is wild to me. Did you know that pop music is so screwed up? Now, it has been for years because songs get on the charts and they just stay there. Used to be 40 number one records in a year. Now there's like six. Do you know what number one record is in America right now? Mariah Carey, the other version of this song that's not as good, is the number one record in America right now. And also in the top 10 for the first time, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano is in the top 10.
Is he still alive, Jose Feliciano?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's what. Okay. All right. Stop. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
I want to close with this. You know, we have a couple tapes, legendary tapes that I like to play every Christmas. And tune in on Monday for the William Refrigerator Perry Bob Hope tape. It's yearly airing. It's my favorite tape we play in the audio vault. But this one blew my mind. In 1987... ABC, we're going to close with this. The American Broadcasting Company aired The Muppet Family Christmas. Okay. And a local affiliate did a voiceover news tease on the closing credits. Now keep in mind, this is the end of The Muppet Family Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
I'm Dr. Timothy Johnson. Later on Nightline, it's a controversy about life and death. Do you keep a doomed baby alive so its organs can be used to save the lives of others?
Can I play it once more? Absolutely. I love it that much. I really do.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm Dr. Timothy Johnson. Later on Nightline, it's a controversy about life and death. Do you keep a doomed baby alive so its organs can be used to save the lives of others?
All right, you see, America, now I'm laughing, okay? That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Right after that, they ran a Wanda Farmer promo, too. It was amazing. We got to get out of here. Everybody's fine. Everybody's going to be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. You
love
know?
Yourselves.
It's going to take a while, all right? We're fine. I'm not. That's okay. We're going to take a little weekend, and then we come back with a couple of shows.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Make sure you get that holiday shopping. Stay home. Drink one of those porters.
Or do the curbside pickup. Have them throw in your car.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks to Matt Preisner, the beer guy, talking head today. Fantastic. Matt, God bless you and your whole family. Have a Merry Christmas. We will be back on Monday. And have a great weekend, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Beep, beep.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Pandemic.